as well.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, so we're going to talk about overcoming indecision. Or maybe we won't. We all have decisions to make, and we also know that we are the sum totals of the decision we make on a given day. And the decisions we make on a given day become our lives. And so at some level, we know that our lives are really, really important. And on the other level, we also know that at some point, we're going to end up dead. We're the only animals that know that. And so there's also a certain futility about our decisions. One of the challenges with making decisions is that we're always afraid, not necessarily that we're going to make the wrong decision, although that can be it, but that we could have made a better decision. In other words, the decision that we made was good, but had we chosen this other option, it might have worked out even better. One of the things that I want us to do is to remind ourselves that we actually have the capacity to make decisions and to be grateful that we live in a society where we have that much influence on our lives. Not only do we have influence on our lives, we have influence on society. One of the things that really amazed me years ago was noticing birds flying in huge formations, thousands in a flock over these fields in Missouri. And I did some research and found out that there is no lead bird. There is no single bird leading the herd or the flock. Everyone, by their actions, moves it. And our decisions move the herd, move human beings, move the troop, okay? So we know on one level that our decisions are immensely important. We also know on another level that ultimately all decisions are going to end up that we will no longer need to make decisions. We will pass on. So there's a futility. And also in that, clock ticking draws an urgency. So let's now consider some of these decisions. And let me tell you the decision that I need to make right now. I have built this great little studio here in my second bedroom. I literally got rid of all the furniture. My daughter, when she comes now, is going to be sleeping on the pull-out sofa, and she's good with that. And so now I have an opportunity to completely expand this and make this what I want to do, and I can't quite decide. So what I'm going back and is asking myself first and foremost, and this is one of the first things you want to do when making a decision, is what's important to me in this? There's nothing wrong with that. That is okay to ask yourself, what is important to me in this? When I make this decision, what are the most important things that I want to have achieved as a result of this? What is it? Take some time to give yourself some time to ask yourself what's important. So often we want to go and talk to other people, and that's okay. At some point, I think it's a very good idea to have someone you trust so much to bounce your ideas off of. I do, and I hope you do as well. And those people can give you honest feedback. Now, we don't decide because we're afraid we're going to make the wrong decision. We're afraid we could make a better decision. If you are truly struggling with indecision, all right? Now, most people say, I can't decide. The reality of that is very rarely true. The truth of it is you don't want to decide because you're concerned that you're going to have to pick between the lesser of two evils, and nobody wants the evils. And so we say, I just can't decide. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, write down what's important to you, and then figure out based on that which decision is most likely going to bring you to that particular outcome. So first, really analyze the outcome that you want to have. And then the second thing is, and this is going to probably irritate you a little bit, but I swear to you, there's magic in this. And before I even tell you it, let me tell you a little story. I've always been a very slow reader because I read auditorially. I literally say things over in my head. And these people say, oh, well, you shouldn't be, you should be able to just skim right through. So I bought a book on speed reading, chapter one. You know what it said? Read faster. I kid you not. It said read faster. The very act of reading faster causes your mind to be able to take in more because you always could have taken in more. So simply begin to read faster. So what I'm going to tell you right now is make a decision. Whatever it is, make a decision. Define what it is you want and then make a decision. Flip a coin. I mean that sincerely. This I'm getting from my good friend Roger Dawson. Flip a coin and then see how you feel once you flipped the coin. For example, Ed talking about wanting to give his mother money. I had to do this. I did the same thing with my parents. And there's a probably a range in there. So you might ask yourself, okay, so if it's at that high range or the low range, I'm either going to do the high range or the low range. Flip the coin. And then see how you feel. Wow, that seems too high. Well, that actually seems too low, depending on the answer. And then you begin to narrow the range so that you know what feels right for you. Indecision is rarely truly, I can't decide. It's I won't go through the labor of deciding, and I also don't want the responsibility. I don't want the blame if things go wrong. Listen, in almost every situation, your decisions are not irreparable, and they will often lead you to better decisions. I remember when I was 25 years old working for WBT and WBCY in Charlotte, North Carolina. Between our two radio stations, we had more listeners than the TV stations individually had viewers. It was huge. We dominated the market. And someone offered me a job for 1/5 the money to move to a small town to manage a radio station. And I agonized over it. Do I think I made the right decision looking back? Not really. But it still launched me to where I am today. So no matter what the decision is, if you know where you want to go, you're ultimately going to get there. Get a vision in your mind of what you want your life to be like. Roy Disney, who is the only reason the Disney Empire is as successful as it is, he's the brother of Walt Disney. He famously said, "Decision making is easy when values are clear." Define your values, then flip a coin, see how you feel, and then from there, narrow down to feel what, to rather, to make your decision. Let me check in and see if anyone has any parting comments before we go and have our wonderful meditation. Check out complaintfreemeditation.com, complaintfreemeditation.com. Willow Good Drinkwater says, good point. Our self-determination in our society is our greatest gift. Jerome Johnson says, good morning, good people. I want to tell you all that we're doing a competition in the Complaint Free Life program. Complaint Free Life members pay $19.97 a month, and for that, they get exclusive access to me. We do a weekly webinar just for them. They get 10 bracelets. They get videos and audios that you will never see that I've created just for them. They get all kinds of stuff. And the contest that I've created is tell me what day you're on doing the complaint-free challenge, which they tend to do. Daniel's one of the most creative. He spells it in chocolate and stuff like that. And whoever gives us the most creative answer before the end of November, the most creative posting of what day they're on, I'm going to let them do what I call jump in my prize closet. Jump in my prize closet means I will literally give them any book that I have written, any program that I have written, membership in any program that I have. So I look forward to sharing this with you when we get done. I'm going to select the five top, and then we're all going to come together. And I might invite you all to help us pick the winners as well. Kathy Cruz says, good morning. That was great. What a great jump start, says Michelle. Thank you so much. I'm often reminded of this as Heather, we make decisions to avoid regret. I like the flip a coin idea and see how you feel. Good morning, Raleigh. Haven't talked to you, Raleigh. It feels like in a while. Great to see you. All right, let me real quick, as all of you are giving your parting shots, because many of you say, one of the things that I know that I'm going to continue in one fashion or another as I change my studio here, is that my meditation group, the complaint-free meditation group, loves me changing the images on a regular basis because we often meditate based on the image. So let me show you the one that I've selected for today. You'll also hear the beautiful music that was created for us by Alex Cordero. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that just make you feel calmer? Well, if you want that calm feeling to last all day long, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. Jerome says he wants to know what to do to my house while on vacation. Well, like I said, figure the outcome that you want, make a list, and flip a coin. You'll figure it out. Everybody, enjoy today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.